In this episode, you're going to hear about three key elements you need in order to nail your next sales call.
Welcome to Her Balanced Hustle, a show helping ambitious female entrepreneurs build the systems needed to scale their business past six figures while maintaining a healthy work-life balance. These conversations will unveil topics you may have struggled with, like best hiring practices, action items you need to take to elevate your business to the next level, how to handle your business finances, but most of all, creating a business that doesn't sacrifice your life. I'm your host, Kiri. Join me each week to learn how to scale your own business.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the show, Her Balanced Hustle. I'm your host, Kiri Mohan. I am a coach for freelancers, and this episode is going to be talking about how to nail a sales call. Now, don't forget, if you're a listener of this podcast, use the code podcast and you can get access to Corporate to Contract Core, my self-paced course that will guide you from A to Z on how to be a high-end freelancer, make more money, and get more time in your schedule. So today we're going to be talking about how to nail that client call, that sales call that you have where you really want to win that client and you're really hoping it happens. My last guest, Shayna Francesca, gave me something to really noodle on. This was a little bit separate, but she was talking about how the formula for intentional living and leadership within an organization is curiosity and respect, which is also accountability. And that just triggered something in me, especially when you're starting out, right? You go into this sales call thinking like, I know everything and I'm going to be able to nail this sales call because of ABC. I'm clearly the perfect person for them. Or you might go in with a lot of, you know, mindset issues, be like, oh man, why would they want to talk to me? I'm not good enough. And you end up being really like taciturn. Is that the right word? Taciturn. I never know how to pronounce it. But when you just become very reserved and you don't answer the questions that you should. So then when I'm coaching people, we talk a lot about like how to make sure that you're completely engaged, that you're asking the right questions, that you're pulling the information out of them and showing that you're confident, but also respecting them. And Shayna's whole thing about curiosity and respect led me to thinking about this. This is really the perfect way to think about how to nail a sales call, okay? So you need to go in with curiosity. Curiosity about their business. Curiosity about the tasks that they want you to perform. Curiosity about how you can help them in the best way possible. If you come from a curious standpoint, you're going to differentiate yourself from the other freelancers out there or even the other competitors, no matter what industry you're in, right? Because when you're talking to that client and getting curious, you're going a deeper level. Think about when you go on dates, right? And you go on a date with someone, and they're asking you questions, but then they always guide it back to themselves and what they can do. Or they're asking you questions, but they're not really listening. Or it just seems like very surface level. I'm like, oh, yeah. It's not a good date, right? Like, no, it's not. And that's when you go on a sales call, you need to be the one that's digging deeper. And that curiosity is going to go there, right? So if you're a graphic designer and you want to say like, suppose you're starting brand new with a client who doesn't even have their colors down. You're saying like, what kind of feeling are you trying to evoke? Like that's a very surface level question. But if you start going down to what is the end result you want your client to have? Are they going, like you want them to have a feeling, but are they going from one feeling to another feeling? Are they going from harried and stressed to calm and peaceful? Or do you want them to feel like, oh, this is a sense of urgency. I really need to be able to, I need to buy this product right now, right? As a graphic designer, you're going deeper and deeper and deeper. And then maybe even asking them about what led them to build this product, right? What made them want to build this so that you can make sure that you infuse your logo with that, right? Because when you start asking people questions about themselves, it gives them so much more. So I was working with one student once who, she was an operations manager and she was looking to help someone with their calendar, their busy schedules. It was almost EA as well. It was operations manager and EA. And she would ask these very surface level questions. And I'd say, you're not really getting deeper and you're not getting a sense of emotion from them. Because when you go into this curious spot with a client and you say, but okay, so you want to be able to have these team meetings across the board with all these teams are scheduled these specific days and these specific reasons. Like, why? Right? It's one thing to like understand what they need, but there's a totally another reason to get down a little bit deeper, right? So that place of curiosity, I think it's something that's so pivotal and so needed in sales calls. And then from that, respect, right? Respect their business, respect who they are as a person. And that should be a given, right? But there is a way that comes off when you're on a client call. Some people I've seen make themselves the expert and it's almost overkill. Like, of course you're the expert. That's why they're contacting you. And that's why they need your support. And that's why they need your services or whatever it is, right? You are the expert. But when you come off with no respect for them and it makes it seem like you know everything and they should be listening to you and there's no point in really trying to get through them. Like I know I've talked to people when I'm hiring or just say, oh yeah, this is what you got to do, X, Y, Z, and everything will be solved. I just feel like, wait, no, you're not really respecting me by listening to me and really delving into the problems I'm having. Like, it's not all about you. I want you to respect me as well and let me tell you about what's going on. And this has happened to me more times than I can tell that someone comes in to say, okay, I understand. Okay. And they ask me again, the very surface level questions. And then they say, okay, well, this is what I think would be best for you. We could just do this and do that and X, Y, Z. And I just feel like, wow, you're steamrolling me. Like, we need to have that curiosity, which is like, tell me a little bit more. Let's get a little bit deeper. And maybe even a little bit like, well, maybe you're not at that point yet. Maybe instead we should try this. And the respect comes from not shoving your services down their throat, not feeling like you know everything. It's a give and take. Again, think about that date. Like, ask some questions, let them ask you questions. And then finally we get to that accountability part, which is the last part of the sales call. How are you going to work with them to be accountable for each other so you both produce the best work? And that really is how you nail a sales call. When you can show them that you can be a team in this together and you both are going to really work together to make this success and the dreams possible for the business, is going to win you that sales call, right? Because when they find an accountability partner in you and someone who's going to keep them accountable and make sure they get deliverables to you without being disrespectful and without getting frustrated, then you're going to have a match and they're going to feel it, right? So to recap, there's curiosity, respect, and accountability in a sales call. And when you bring all of that to the table, you're going to win that sales call. So curiosity, dig deeper. Get into those questions, really figure out what it is that they need. And if possible, get an emotional response for them. Figure out why is this such an issue for them? Why do they need that help? Not just because they know it's going to be better if they have better funnels and automations set up. What are they losing right now? Are they losing clients because it's not compelling enough? And how is losing clients a problem? Does it make you feel less than? Does it make you feel like you could be doing so much more? Does it make you feel like you're not good enough? Well, let's change that and I can be the solution for that, right? And then respect. Let's go back to that funnel and automation. Like, respect to say, oh yeah, I feel for you. There are a couple of ideas I have. You're the business owner. You tell me which way would you want to go if we did something like this or if we did something like this, instead of saying, hey, we're going to do it like this and we're going to solve all your problems, right? And then accountability, saying, hey, I'm going to keep you accountable. As long as you don't mind keeping me accountable, we'll keep each other accountable. And we're going to bring these funnels and these automations to the point where you're pulling in clients and they want to buy from you, right? Curiosity, respect, and accountability. That's how you're going to nail the next sales call. I hope this helped you. Remember just to go a little bit deeper every time you're on that client call and they're going to remember you. You're going to stick in their mind and hopefully you're going to win that client. So if you want to find me, corporate2contract.com. That's the number 2. You can find my self-paced course there, which is called Core. And then you can also find more about my group coaching for freelancers, which is called the Corporate to Contract Collective. Until next time, I hope that you guys keep well and keep freelancing.